Next, Ms. Burke.
Next, we have Mr. Leahy, and then on deck will be Mr. Rayback.
Good morning. Mr. Leahy. Good morning. My name is Greg Leahy. I'm the chief operating officer for Re-Energy Lewiston. And I'd like to take the time now to thank the board for the opportunity to speak today, and as well as the DEP for their recommendations. In that respect, I wish to offer just a few brief comments. First, we support the staff's recommendation that the language proposed concerning the definition of waste that's generated within this state is inconsistent with the existing statute, which was amended last legislative session in LD 401 based on many, many months of dialogue with the DEP, the legislature, and the stakeholders involved. I would like to reiterate that a lot of hard work went into LD 401 last session. And to be clear, it's not a perfect solution for any one interest, but because of its passage, it is giving us the opportunity at Lewiston to make a significant investment in the facility to improve the recycling rates that provide us the ability to stay in compliance with this statute. We committed to it. We have committed to the process, and we are in final design of our process to be installed. We believe we're at the very last stages of the permitting process, and we look forward to being able to order the long lead equipment items that are necessary to be able to comply with this. And to be clear, the advancement of this project will ultimately reduce the amount of fines that we send to Juniper Ridge, as the additional recovery and additional materials that we're going to be able to produce will be coming from the fines section of what's being delivered to Juniper. The only thing that we ask is that the stakeholders and regulators continue to give us the predictability and consistency that we need to make these investments and see through what we've committed to. So we're also open to the measurement of our success, of the progress that we make. And as Paula had stated earlier, that's something that we'll be in constant communication with DEP on. So I'm happy to answer any questions about our investment, the permitting, or the improvements at Lewiston. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Leahy. Any questions from board members? Mr. Pelletier.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Two things. One, you mentioned the fact that you see an opportunity here to reduce the amount of fines with this process. How is that? Can you be more specific as to how you go about doing that?
Sure. So just to step back a little bit, is Re-Energy has four other processing facilities in New England, and we have installed the equipment that we are proposing to put in here. It is known processes and known technologies that we bring as part of our project, and it will give us the ability to recover a meaningful amount more of wood, ferrous, non-ferrous, and asphalt, brick, and concrete materials.
And that's recycled materials from there?
Correct.
And you mentioned a willingness to monitor and see improvements over time. How can we go about doing that better?
Well, I think first we're incented to recycle as much as we can from our perspective. And then secondly, we report, again, we'll be reporting back to the state. We have to do that on an annual basis, but as part of our interaction, we do speak with them on a regular basis. So I'm sure that they'll get updates through that process.
Thank you. Other questions from board members? Mr. Deshane.
There, sorry. Just a quickie, I'm a little out of date. Is any of the fuel being produced being burned in Maine now, or is it going to Canada or what?
So the lion's share of the wood is going to Canada as part of the, and being turned into MDF board. And then the remainder is going to the Livermore Falls biomass facility.
Great, thank you.
Other questions from board members? I have one quick one, and maybe I should know this, but you mentioned you had, I think, three or four other facilities. Maybe it was four total.
Correct.
Are any of those in Massachusetts?
Yes. So we have one in downtown Boston, and we also have a rail facility in Ware, Massachusetts.
Are those facilities similar to the one that's in Lewiston?
The one in Boston, Massachusetts, since the acquisition of it, we've added four different pieces of technology. And that's what we'll be adding, two of those four pieces in Lewiston.
Any other questions for Mr. Leahy? Seeing none, thank you, sir.